please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
Hi, I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us today. As always, we have three topics, and I'm going to set the timer so we can get started. First topic, Tora.
First topic I would like to address is the WHO, literally the WHO, which is the World Health Organization. They're going to vote on May 22nd to determine who's going to run this country or the world. Should I say that? Because I didn't know anything about it. Like, I literally have been researching, trying to find out this thing. Wasn't taught to me in high school, wasn't taught to me in pre-college. This has never even been a conversation my family, friends ever have been concerned about. So when I heard about it, they were like, there was a guy saying, you know, Johnny Depp distraction, the Will Smith slap distraction. And he was saying all of these other things that we're, you know, focused on right now. And when I say Johnny Depp, I'm talking about his trials. They were saying that these all are things that they're distracting us by, because the real issue is that there's about to be a vote on who's going to run the world and kick the United States out of, I guess, leadership. And I'm thinking, well, what does that even mean? Like, I know we're like the power source, and I know like we're the main people that, you know, everyone looks to for, you know, leadership and organization. But if we are becoming what now? Because I used to have dreams about this. I literally used to have dreams like, what if the United States becomes, and I hate using the word third world, but that's the only thing I can use to describe what I'm trying to get to, is what if we become a third world country where, you know, there's the givers, the takers, and then the haves and the have-nots? Because clearly that could happen. You know, clearly that, because they're saying they're running out of baby food, they're running out of, baby formula, and they're saying they're running out of all the essentials that we need. So if all of this has something to do with running the world and how everything gets distributed, and they're not even—
What do you think the, because I think the other thing you mentioned, the baby formula and stuff, is a whole nother issue that, I mean, is related, but I don't think it's necessarily tied into sovereignty. Mm-hmm. But what did you read? I haven't done a whole lot of looking it up, but I am familiar with this issue of the World Health Organization having a vote later this month, over maybe 6 days between the 22nd and the 28th, on whether or not in times of global crisis, it has authority to override the sovereignty of the 194 member states and direct crisis policy. Okay, so but when you say have not, gives, takers, distribution of resources, how does that play in for you? You're envisioning the World Health Organization making those decisions?
I visualize, because if anyone knows anything about the way the world, if we don't you can have a lot of things, but if you don't have food, right, and certain medications, or just, you know, certain resources, the whole world collapses. If we and you can say, well, you can grow your own food, but if there's no resources to grow, if they say the soil is polluted because of unhealthiness and all of these viruses are going on, and we don't have, you know, any medication or resources to get to, you know, medication, then everything is going to start collapsing. I mean, everything is going to be chaotic. That's how I visualize it, because the World Health Organization, when I looked it up, they are under everything. I mean, they handle everything.
Okay, so for me, that's a lot of different things combined. Mm-hmm. The World Health Organization dictating global policy, and well, I don't want it to happen. It is a problem. No. Right. We're all sovereign states, and we have the right. So like Australia had a massive lockdown. Right. America had social distancing and masks. Mm-hmm. Other people had nothing. Yeah. And there was all kinds of variety of combinations in between. Shanghai was on lockdown. Shanghai. So every country decided how they wanted to handle it, and they did. In my mind, if the World Health Organization overrides sovereignty and directs crisis response, then they're going to be telling us everybody's going to wear a mask. Everybody's locked down. You do not come out until this time. Everybody must have a vaccine. Those kinds of things. I'm sorry, I'm yelling a little bit.
And it was almost like they distribute stuff. So it said, so just say like Shanghai was, you know, overwhelmed with, you know, illnesses. Then it's like, no, we're going to treat them first. Then we're going to treat United States. And then we're going to treat Australia. It was like, they get to even dictate that part. Like the medication.
That's what you read when you looked it up?
Yeah, when I was reading it, I mean, well, I'm getting it secondhand from people who know more than me. So I don't know if they're giving correct information, but they were saying that's how nitpicking that, you know, the WHO can be. Like they can literally say, you know, no, the babies in United States, they'll be fine for right now. Japan needs this, or well, Australia needs this. And
I could see that coming down the road, but I can't see that initially because we have our own doctors. We have our own hospitals. I mean, that doesn't, I don't know. That's not my understanding of it. But the things you're talking about with the baby formula and all of that, that is this created food shortage that we're experiencing, I think. And I don't think that that has a lot to do with whatever the WHO is doing right now. And I think that if our government would stop sending tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine every other month, maybe we could buy some formula. Maybe we could buy some ingredients to make sure we have that. Maybe we could focus on how our government can supplement, do things in order to reduce the fuel prices and reduce the rising food costs. There are things they can do. And then the other thing you were talking about with the soil, and it's been contaminated. Thus, even though I eat organic, one thing that I'm well aware of, all of this shit is contaminated. The soil is contaminated. I knew years ago that the wine is contaminated with glyphosate, which is the chemical found in Roundup. So all that wine in Napa Valley that people are always going on and on and on about, it's all contaminated because the soil is contaminated. There was a study done some years back. They went down all the top ranked names that we normally would drink. So for years I've been getting, if I buy the wine, it's gonna come from Europe. It's not gonna be any California wine. All the food, all the soil is contaminated. Mm-hmm. That stuff the doctor, we're way off track, but that's stuff that Dr. Sabi used
to tell us. No, I don't think we're off track.
About because cabbage, Dr. Sabi named almost broccoli, almost everything we eat, he said is not natural and was created through hybridization methods. And he's exactly right. They've taken all of our natural foods, even bananas that used to look differently and have seeds and stuff, nothing looks the same. They have been manipulating us for centuries with this fake food. And even the food that I eat, which is primarily plants and vegetables that one would think is healthy, has been altered. And I'm aware of that. So I'm doing the best I can do, but all of this food is no good. They spray chemicals in the air. They polluted the waters. The soil is shot. Everything is just contaminated, and we must. I'm gonna let you respond because then I'll be going down the rabbit hole. But go ahead.
No. I mean, I agree because when I looked up who is the WHO and what is the WHO, and it said the World Health Organization, the part that I kept researching the most was it said that the attainment by all people of the highest possible level of health. So I was like, okay, so what does that even mean? The highest level possible? That means everything dealing with what could make you healthy, everything that could make you sick, they will be able to, you know, organize.
They don't allow that to happen, but you know, it's all part of that World Economic Forum Great Reset. And so
that's what they were saying, the reset.
In order to have a global government, in order to have a global religion, like that One World Religion Center that is now open over in the United Arab Emirates, in order to have all of those things come to pass, you're going to have to eliminate sovereignty, because the sovereignty is what makes the United States different from Canada, different from Mexico, different from China, different from the Philippines. Each one of those countries has the right to move in a way it feels desirable. But if you eliminate all that, it says the world, and you say the World Health Organization dictates everything in times of crisis. Well, look at the Snip Snap 19, whatever we're going to call it. They have no problem creating a crisis, creating variants of the crisis. We've heard about the avian bird flu. They have no limited number of health crises that real and imagined that they can just throw out there and say, boom, now that pops in and the WHO is in control of the globe. And you know what that is? A one world government.
That's a one world government. My thing is this, it was created in 1948. So as everything in life with curriculums, you have to incorporate newness. So how are we still going by that old way of thinking that, you know, we can make or we can try and make everyone think the same? You know what I'm saying? Like, how?
But that's been the goal all along. And that organization was created in 1948, but I think the United Nations was like in 1914 or whatever. This is a centuries long plan for world domination and control of us. And apparently it includes transhumanism, where humans are having computer chips in their brains and bodies. And, you know, Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, his sidekick was saying humans are hackable now, and we can know more about you than you know about yourself, because we know your inner fit. That's only when they put all that in your body. They've got to get those computers, that nanotechnology into your body. Now, some people have said they got it in. Yeah.
No, it's in there. I know for a fact it's in me, because there's some things I've not told anybody. And now all of a sudden it's just popping up on my phone. I'm just like, these are secret things that I just only say in my brain. And they literally are on my phone. And I'm just like, wow, really? We doing that now? It's like I have to try to tell, as soon as I have a thought, and I don't know what that's doing to my brain, but as soon as I have a thought, I have to try to shut it down now, because it is literally hackable. I don't care what anybody says.
But then that prevents you from thinking and exploring. You can't think. I mean, what can we do? And see, all those times when they were saying that was in the shot, and people were like, no, it's not. They wouldn't do that. Now you're like firsthand confirmation is better than any article, any person I'm going to see on any phone, because I know you. And if you're telling me that, I believe it's true. And it means what you're saying. And there's a show that I watch on when I have time on Prime, Amazon Prime, called Upload.
Yeah.
And it's about after you die, they upload your consciousness to retirement communities. And depending on how much money you have, you might be in a nice one, you might be in a crappy one. And depending on how much money you have, you may have full services, or you may have a limited 2K or something plan, where a certain time of the month, they're like this. And they never move again until the next month starts and their services have been repurchased for the coming month. And last night, I want to say, or the night before, I watched one of those episodes, just trying to get back up on it, it's not that great. To me, the first season's always great. The second, I'm struggling to be interested.
Yeah, of course.
But the episode I just watched was about them tapping into all of those residents' thoughts and dreams, and being able to sell the dreams on the internet. And they're saying it's free to us because it's our property that we purchased as a part of whatever. So now we can sell them. We can do whatever we want. And they're tracking thoughts. So now there's a database. You can type in a word. It'll tell you who's thinking that. They show us on TV everything they intend to do. They show it on the movie screen or on the small television set, and then they go about doing it. And half the time, or most of the time, by the time they show us, they're already so far advanced in actually doing it. And you're just confirming for me that this is an older episode because I'm not caught up, but what I just saw on TV is what you're experiencing.
Oh, and it's really bad for me, because there was just something really this weekend that I was thinking about. And I had two serious thoughts about it. And then when it popped up on my phone, I literally was upset because this is just a thing for me, but it's almost like it's trying to guide me. I'm like, how, and it's not even like two people in this whole entire world could have had this thought, but it was just something just for me. And it sure enough, it popped
have
up on my
phone. Have you talked to any other people who have gone down that road with the jab?
Oh, yeah.
And are they finding the same kinds of things?
Oh yeah. Now? Yeah. I've had even youth, like my children and their friends, and now they just, you know, they say it's freaky and they're like, yeah, I have that, you know, same thing. Like I'll think of something and I'll open my phone, you know, and it's old school. Like one time when you think of a girlfriend and you pick up the phone, she's calling you or you're calling her.
That's totally not that. That's our natural abilities. Yeah.
No. This is literally like you could have a thought process, a whole, like, when I move, I need to get the storage company. I need to see if they put stuff in storage. And if they do, will they get it from out of storage and take it to the, you know, new city? And then you have someone, something pops up on your phone that literally gives you chronological order of that exact thing. That, why is that even popping up on my phone? Why is this is a storage company? This storage company will pick your stuff up from your house, take it to a, you know, storage facility. And then from the storage facility, when you're ready, we'll move it to whatever state you're moving in. And here's a quote. What?
Horrible.
And quote
That's
meaning
horrible.
Like, okay, so why wasn't it a quote for the house? Because why is it a quote for a townhouse, which I have? Why is it not a quote for a trailer park? You know what I mean? Like that just blows my mind that I'm like, I wonder how much it costs to pack up my things from this townhouse, move it into storage, and then move it to LA. And I wonder how much would the whole thing cost me. What? I mean, it's a thought. I haven't spoken it out of my mouth to anyone, just up here. And the whole entire thing pops up on your phone.
That's I'm not just, really a world wow. I want to live in. I'm sorry. That's not something that I really want to be a part of. And I've heard that your guy, Elon Musk, mm-hmm. and this whole thing to buy Twitter and to promote truth on Twitter is really just a setup for the same thing for everybody to put their true thoughts, feelings, and beliefs on Twitter, because now we're not censored anymore. Mm-hmm. We can mm-hmm. say what we really think and believe, mm-hmm. and now they can mine all that data because now that you've told them who and what you're really about.
Yeah, I was seeing something like that. I don't know, maybe I was falling asleep as I was listening to that, but I was hearing that, yeah, that somebody wants us to upload every possibility so our phones can track every possibility. I was like, is that not boring?
And so that people can buy your, people can download your experience with those ocular things, and it's just as if they experienced it themselves.
Isn't that crazy?
That's why everything, if you notice on our phones, we do videos on our phones. Mm-hmm. Every time, I download them off of it, but mm-hmm. every time you turn around, this thing is prompting you to get iCloud. I have it on this other phone, but I won't get it on here. I don't want anything.
I've always had iCloud.
I don't want my stuff on iCloud. These are my original.
I don't even know where that cloud is, but I've always had it.
It's a big cloud. It's not a literal cloud, mm-hmm. but it's a big space that is mm-hmm. accessible to everybody, where all your pictures and videos and information is being stored. So ultimately, if they want to do something of that nature, they have access to your memories and to
the cloud must glitch, because I know for a fact, like if I'm uploading videos or something and I don't like it and I delete it, the other day they popped up on my phone. I was like, all of these deleted videos that I know I deleted from like TikTok, like, you know how you record and you go start over, they popped up.
That's exactly what we're talking about. They're collecting everything. So maybe they delete it from the app or from your phone, but it's still a part of the cloud. And the cloud ultimately can be accessed by anybody. So whatever you put on the cloud, somebody in China could access your memory of your daughter's graduation from high school because you recorded the whole thing and your phone stored it on the cloud. And for the phone that I do have the cloud on, half the time when I run my pictures and stuff, I have to wait for my crap to download from the cloud if my Wi-Fi is not working, or I don't use Wi-Fi that much. But if my, you know, I don't, I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan. And I am very well aware that many of the things I think people don't get. So I didn't even waste my time telling anybody. But at the end of the day, it usually comes to pass. Yeah. Like now they're saying that those test kits that everybody had at home had nanotechnology.
You'll have it home, you mean?
Know that? I know that.
Yeah,
I've never taken one. My neighbor, lovely soror lover, texted me, they got the at-home kits. You can go pick it up. I was like, thank you. I went right on about doing what I was doing. I haven't purchased a one. I haven't ordered a one. I'm not taking a one. The only time I will take a test is if I want to travel out of the country. And right now, I'm really more focused on the Americas than anything else. So I don't even see that happening, you know?
Yeah. At this rate, I realized that I think as Black folks, and this is like moving into my second, you know, comment, and I think Black people will be fine because we have always had structure given to us, even if it's unwanted structure, negative structure. I feel like the government has always compartmentalized our life, you know, and that goes into what I was gonna say about redlining. Like there's a lot of
one thing before we move on because I've said a lot of things which could be considered really negative. The important thing when talking about stuff of that nature is not to become afraid, not to have a negative mindset, just to understand what it is that we're dealing with in terms of the people warring against us as humanity and warring against us as Black folk, and to start thinking about solutions. Like I'm typically happy. I look upset right now.
No, I'm typically happy
and we're passionate. blessed and I have a great life, but I'm gonna have my eyes open. And but I know that sometimes when people start hearing this, it's depression. It's like, oh my God, what we're gonna do is all up. Don't feel like that. There's nothing to be gained from that, you know.
That is so funny because I always view you as very, very passionate. You know, and so I don't see it as being a negative when you speak. I always think you're speaking from, you know, a sincere place where most people, they can tell something and it can sound like they're about to break out into a laugh. But if you tell something, you definitely know that any moment now, I want you to stop and listen and understand what I'm saying is what continues to build when you're explaining things to people. So me, I always take it as just compassion. So if anybody ever is taking it as anything less than that, then that we might not be their cup of tea, because that's how I am. Like I can tell a tragic story with laughter in my voice, and it doesn't mean I think it's funny. It's just how I deliver my message.
Just need to readjust in terms of how they're listening to what we're saying and how they're interpreting it.
Because but if they refuse to.
We have fun. We have the blessings abound. I'm not even tripping. So, you know, and whatever they do, we win anyway. So do all the more you do is just telling me we're closer to the victory, and you're just going frantic, doing everything you can think of because we're about to win. So
we're about to win. And that's another, you know, continuation of what I was saying about, you know, as Black people, I think we're going to be fine, because I know that I've heard a lot of white people telling their hidden truths in these last couple of days, where they've already been talking about this at their dinner tables. We have our own conversation at our dinner tables, but I know if we have them, everybody else does too. We're not just this, you know, unicorn. So they're starting to tell, like, the redlining of how it played so many different parts of keeping Black people away from wealth, keeping Black people away from health, keeping Black people away from education, keeping them away from dignity and giving them hope. All of that is coming to light now, because you can tell your children you can be anything you want in the world, but if you keep, or if other people keep digging this pit, and as soon as they headed to where they want to be in this world, you push them in the pit. Now they got to climb up out of that pit. And once they get out, you push them back down again. Like that is like the lost hope. So they're saying now, it was systems set up that we know, but at least they're saying it to other people who try to act like we were crazy this whole time, when we kept telling them over and over, like, we want to go to college. We want to buy homes. We want to have, you know, low debt or low crime rate, but you're setting up a liquor store on every corner. You're bringing drugs into the community. You are poisoning the waters. You know, and you're telling other people.
That's the video you sent me. You're redlining around our community so that we can't get loans. Yep. And then like that video I had posted up, 97% of appraisers in the United States are white. And since we know that they undervalue our home, now if we want to sell, we can't even get a good price to move up. So they're all, and then Tora, even going back past that, back when they were out exploring the plains and really trying to claim the country from the indigenous Americans, this government, you know, gave land grants and set up universities for free to teach those white folk how to farm that land. So from the inception of this country, they have always had institutions and processes to put us under while putting them up. And guess what? We are still kicking butt. We are still kicking butt because they know they can't compete with us. So if you level the playing field, they're decimated. They're out of the picture. So they have to keep coming up with ways to push us down so that they can just keep their heads above water.
Do you think that there is, and I'm not talking about a secret society because I don't think anything's a secret anymore. I think once they implemented Big Brother into the picture and said that, you know, there's no more, you know, middleman, there's just, you know, the have and the have nots, I believe the secret came out. So do you think that there is a system of people who knew from the very beginning, like this was their land, we stole it, we, you know, got rid of all their, you know, knowledge of everything, we told them that there was slavery, we told them somehow they were all crammed in on a thousands of miles slave ship through the oceans and water.
Months at a time,
and were only the strong survived this trip. However, the ones that did survive is the ones who built this, you know, helped build this nation. Do you think there was actually a blueprint written from these, I want to say minds, because they're masterminds. I know they're criminal masterminds, but they're masterminds. Because I'm thinking
evil masterminds. I think so.
Is their blueprint running out now? Like, was their blueprint only in place for a certain? Because how much longer do you need? I mean, do we need to know?
Not making sense. It's not working anymore. That's why all the secrets are out. That's why, not all, because I'm sure they have a lot more, but many of them are coming out. Many people are awakening. People are wising up, questioning, resisting, disagreeing. And I think that the plan is running out. But I often have thought about, you know, who came up with this mastermind plan? I remember when I first graduated from law school and I did insurance coverage litigation. Mm-hmm. So I would get, we would sue insurance companies to make them provide coverage for disasters, like Superfund litigation where they ruined whole areas of the earth with underground oil and stuff like that.
Oh,
from Monsanto, where they put asbestos in people's homes and DuPont with those chemicals that are killing the PCBs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember way back then, I wasn't so conscious, but I used to think, why all of a sudden did they come up with these chemicals? We didn't have them before. We were fine without them, but now all of a sudden they have it and it's killing everybody. Mm-hmm. I thought about this a lot now that I have become conscious over the last 10 or so years. Mm-hmm. I think it's just demonic. I think whether it's fallen angels, whether it's aliens, whether it's whatever you want to think about it, at some point, some negative entity has implemented this plan down here, because it has been going on for centuries. It is so far reaching. It is such a long range plan. It exceeds any one individual. There's always somebody else to step in and keep the plan going. I don't know that typical regular human beings have the ability. Look how we fall out fighting each other, whites and blacks. Ukraine and Russia are brothers. They share a border. Right. So don't tell me about tribal fighting when your tribes are over there fighting. The way we fall apart, fight each other, can't agree on. I don't see this level of long-term war on humanity being something that some smart people just thought up. some, I think it's a big overarching plan. I'm not into the Bible, but I do believe in good versus evil. It's mm-hmm. just something way bigger than us, but it used to be way bigger than us because their spell mm-hmm. is falling away. The spell whatever the heck they had mm-hmm. us under, it is starting to dissipate. Mm-hmm. And so I don't, girl, these issues are so big that it would take a lot of time to discuss them. But to answer your question, yeah, I think it's something much bigger than what we've understood. Thank you all for joining us. As always, we love it when you come and start kicking it with Kim and Tora. And we look forward to seeing you next time as well.
And please do not forget to like, subscribe, and comment. And we will see you next week with more hot topics.
All right. See you next time.